Boy, a pleasure to have Jim Scalen with us. Of course, a scout with the Toronto Blue Jays and quite a hitting instructor. I want to tell you, down in San Diego, his name is Gold. But Jim, nice to have you on the show today. Opening day for you, there's something special always about opening day.
Always. It's a fun day. It really is. The excitement is unparalleled as opposed to any of the other games that you go to. And there's optimism. There's always optimism, no matter what the club did last year. You know, you come out and everybody has high hopes, and it's just fun. It's fun to be around.
Toronto Blue Jays, I mean, the big trade and everybody coming in, and Reyes has now got the hamstring already, but my goodness, I picked them to win last year. I thought they would, but what happens in baseball, I know that, you know, we talk about it. Sometimes guys have bad years, but they're still decent players. So if they're still decent players, they have a bad year, there's always the hope the next year they can come back, and it does happen.
Oh, no question. You know, I just was talking about optimism. You know, I'm clinging to that optimism with our team. Because like you said, you weren't alone in picking Toronto to win it all with the big trade we made with Florida and the Mets to get R.A. Dickey. And that nucleus is still there, and they're healthy. Aside from Jose Reyes, which you just mentioned, they're healthy now. Melky Cabrera found out he had a tumor. He was trying to play with a tumor on his spine last year. That's removed. He's back in form to the guy you saw here for a couple of years. And we're banking on the starting five, like every club is. You just don't know. We got R.A. Dickey and Mark Burley, who are given talents. You know what you're going to get day in, day out. The other three all have tremendous stuff, and Hutchinson and McGowan and Brandon Morrow. But you just don't know because the consistency hasn't been there with these guys from injuries and just from having pitched very much the last couple of years.
Boy, Jim Scalen with us. We call him Ski. Good baseball man, a scout now with the Toronto Blue Jays. You know, I joke on the air. I made this bet about Melky Cabrera. I get $1 for every point he hits over 300. Am I in trouble here?
Not at all. Not at all. I am with you. You know, when I saw him here a couple of years back, I couldn't have written a better report on a guy. And, you know, aside from the PED stuff that went on here, that's all removed. This guy's a talent. He's a legitimate talent, and they love his attitude there, and he's been our most consistent hitter, and I think we'll be as consistent as anyone on our club.
Just let him hit 300.
Oh, I think you're in there. I think that's a good bet.
Okay. All right. Jim Scalen with us. Jim, of course, you're covering and scouting the San Francisco Giants these days, and, you know, it's a home run machine happening right now. They had a decent spring training. We never saw the full model at one time, but I always felt when they flipped the lineup, they've got some decent hitters. What do you see in this Giants team? Let's just take a couple of players, Posey, for instance, and maybe Brandon Belt.
Well, I'll start with Belt. Belt, a couple years ago, I always liked, you know, very good defensive first baseman. I saw some holes in the swing and wasn't sure he would be able to make the adjustments that he has. He's proven me wrong. Just another guy that I missed on. I didn't miss on him. I still wrote him up good, but I didn't think he would be as consistent offensively as he has. And give him credit, you know, to get off to the start he's gotten off to is a remarkable achievement. Five home runs at this point in time is really good. Buster Posey's the best. Love watching him hit. He's got the best approach in the game. Seldom see him get fooled. I was sitting there last night when you had runners on first and third and one out. And Cahill's got the nasty sinker, you know, a ground ball machine. And the scout I was sitting next to, I said, I would book it that he's going to get this run in. And then he took a great sinker down and in and get the base hit up the middle. It's just, it's God-given talent, but this guy I know has worked so hard to become, you know, the best offensive catcher in the game.
Boy, nice to talk hitting with Jim Scalen. All right, I'll give you one more. Pablo Sandoval, the big enigma. Who is he? Switch hitter, of course, from the right side. The weight is gone and getting the bat through a little bit better. But when you see Sandoval, what goes through your mind?
I love watching him hit. I really do. I love his approach. He stays on plane. He's a little too aggressive, but he has the ability. He's one of those few guys that has the ability to hit pitches out of the strike zone and do things with them. You know, he fights, and I love hitters that fight. You know, guys that have the ability to take quality pitches, foul them off, and until usually they get something that they can handle in their zone. And that's him. I know he's not off to the greatest of starts now. His numbers will be there at the end.
Yeah, good. Boy, good analysis of Pablo. He does fight, and Pence fights as well, I'll tell you that. Hitting. You know, you've been a hitting coach in the major leagues, and, you know, there's all the philosophies of hitting. How should you approach it? Barry Bonds was in camp over the spring, and, you know, he's chatted up the players. But what's the basic philosophy of hitting? And look, ever since they had a bat and a ball, people have been trying to hit it.
Yeah, you know, the big thing in the last however many years has been seeing pitches, plate discipline, et cetera, trying to get the starting pitcher out of the game. Well, it's a gray area. You know, how do you teach that? You don't want hitters going up passive. You can't even plant that seed of not being aggressive in a hitter's mind. I mean, there will be times where you'll have a hitter spot a strike, you know, in certain situations. But I think most hitting instructors will call it selective aggressiveness. Okay. That is, go up there with a plan. You've got to have a plan. I know when I was doing the hitting with Oakland and Milwaukee, my plan was as basic as could be. I would tell our guys, you can't spot great pitchers strike one, so go up there ready to attack the first pitch that's up out over the strike zone with a middle mindset. In other words, look middle and hammer the ball hard through the middle. At least plan on doing that. You know, they're great hitters at this level, yeah. So they can take a pitch that's a little bit inside or a little bit outside and drive balls gap to gap. And that was it. So now, I mean, I can get detailed with you. If their timing is good, in other words, if they start on time and they're in a good hitting position when they should be, then their vision is going to be as acute as it can be. And that's where the plate discipline comes in. But they're up there ready to hit. And now they're on time. They recognize the pitch early. It's not a pitch they want to attack. And so they'll spit on it. And again, like I said, that's where you draw your walks. That's where you see your pitches. But if there's anything other than that, Marty, I really don't know what it is. You know, Boston was fun to watch last year with the patience they showed. And I think they probably did spot the starting pitcher a strike here and there. But that's a hard thing to do at this level.
Yeah, you can't. You got to be ready to hit. I believe it. All right, who's the best hitter in the game today? And we'll think about some of the hitters who are out there today. And, you know, you look at the league leaders, it's not going to be that way in September. But you've been around. Who do you like to watch hit? Let me put it that way.
Well, the obvious ones are Miguel Cabrera with Detroit. I still think he's the best. He can do things that no one else in the game can do. I mean, he has the ability to take pitches and hit them out to any part of the ballpark. And I love watching Mike Trout with the Angels. I just love it. He's got such a quick bat, and for such a young player, his plate discipline and pitch selection is already pretty refined. You just don't see that a whole lot at that age.
Well, boy, a pleasure to have you on. So from San Francisco, where do you go next? The life of the big league scout. I know you got a lot of air miles.
I do, and it's all fun. I mean, look at what I do. I get to watch these games and turn in some reports. I'm going home, actually, to San Diego. I'm going to watch the Padres for five, then to Denver, and then to Phoenix. You know, I'm covering the National League West to start with, so I'll be finishing those clubs up, and then I move to the American League West.
Okay. Well, we're going to see a lot of Jim Scalin. We call him Ski. He knows hitting, and down in San Diego, are you still doing the private lessons? All that still going on down there?
No, not anymore. I did that for 30-something years, and now I'm just a crusty old scout, and I don't do that anymore.
Nice to have you on the show, Jimmy. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. Always a pleasure.
All right. More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.